Hey listeners, it's your host Destiny, aka Reflection Desk. This is episode 5 of Reflection Desk podcast. Today I will be talking about mental break days. Have you ever needed a mental break, like you're drained from your daily routine and need a break from everything, especially if you've been working nonstop without getting the rest you need? That can be so exhausting. We all have those moments where we may need to take a day or a week off just to get yourself together. It's nothing wrong with getting that type of break. Honestly, I feel like more jobs should make those days necessary instead of working people to death. Even if it's a job that a person may enjoy doing, there will be a point in time where they need a break for a while and then come back and rejuvenate. Maybe there are jobs out there that does take mental health or break days serious. Then I know most jobs don't, and that's really sad that they don't, because they expect somebody to do a good job and to just function all fine and stuff. But everybody just need to take a break. Everybody need a day away from work life. Just relax. Like, it's so much better for somebody to be at peace and relax without being worked to death and just tired. Everybody gets drained. And that's exactly why people be faking sick days and stuff. Like, they just fake like they sick and stuff just so they can have a day to themselves to just chill, nobody bothering them and everything. And I feel like that day should be catered to them and just enjoy the time that they have off. And hopefully they do have a job where they are understanding when they do at least take one day off to themselves, you know. And I just want to tell y'all, don't ever feel guilty about having time to yourself. It's very important, especially when it comes to just mental health in general, because just having that little mental day to yourself can really make a difference, because we don't realize how much we just keep on pushing ourselves until we get to the point where we feel like we can't go anymore. Like, we just need to pause, sit down, and relax. And there are people out there that are actually workaholics and don't know how to just sit down and stop what they're doing. But even a workaholic will need time to themselves, and hopefully they do realize that before they end up like passing out somewhere or something even crazier happens. But yeah, mental health days or mental break days are so important. And with my family, we take those days seriously, especially if we're not in the mood, because there's some days where you just get up in the morning and then you just not in the mood to be bothered, or you just not in the mood to just be around everybody and stuff like that, and you don't want to go to work in a bad mood. Who wants to go somewhere in a bad mood and ruin somebody else's day? I know that I'm the type of person, if I'm not in the mood to be somewhere or go somewhere, I just like cancel it if I can, if it's possible. I just cancel what's going on for that day and just relax and just fall back and take a break. Because if I don't take that little break, then I'll start acting crazy, like breaking down and doing all kind of crazy stuff that y'all wouldn't even imagine. But yeah, that's why they say it's so important to take care of yourself first, because you never know when you might just like crack up or break down, spaz out, whatever, because you're just not taking the time to let yourself be at peace for a little minute. Even if you can't take a full day off, maybe you can just have like a full hour to yourself without any chaos or commotion going on. It's just you and nobody else. Because people, even like with family or friends and stuff, even people that you be around often, sometimes they may not pay attention or realize when you just need to be away from them for a little while and just stay to yourself. And I know I'm the type of person, I love having my own space. I love staying to myself most of the time because it helps me relax and stay calm and stuff, and just just get myself together without me doing anything crazy and stuff. It's just me time. I call it me time. I don't know if any of y'all call it me time, but I call it me time when I have this little break to myself for like maybe for a couple hours or maybe a day or so. I just have that time to myself only, and that's my me time. And maybe because I'm an introvert also, that's why I love like my space to myself, because even I can work better when it's just me only in a quiet space. I can just have my head together. I can function. That's the best way I can describe it. I can really function. And others are different, but the whole point of this episode is just having a mental day to yourself and everything, because when you don't have those mental days, it can affect your mood. If you can't take at least one day out of every month to have a break to yourself, then maybe you can make some arrangements where you can maybe take a half a day or something at work or any other activities you got going on, and just do what you want to do. Just do anything that makes you happy, or just simply sleep all day, because sometimes you might just need a full day of sleep or something, and that might make you feel better. But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. This is episode 5. And also, before you go, I just want to let you know that you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at Reflection of Des, and I think I said all my social medias. I'll be having so many to keep up with. But yeah, on mostly any social media platform, you can find my name at Reflection Des. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.